In the verse of the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa, wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan, innahu lakum adu mubin. Allah states that, O believers, enter into Islam and submission completely and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Surely he is your open enemy. In this verse of the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us as human beings to enter into Islam in totality. That means that we should accept every law of Islam and adopt it practically. By us adopting any other part, we will be following the path of shaitan. That is what the verse tells us. So Islam refers to a complete system of life. And this has been outlined in the Quran and the Sunnah. Now, there are various aspects. One is the aqaid, the belief, ibadat, the formal acts of worship, mu'amalat, the dealings, mu'asharat, social etiquettes, akhlaq, character. And only when all these aspects are found in a person, then this person's Islam will be complete. We do not live as individuals, but we live as part of a society where we interact with one another all the time. And Islam has explained to us how we should live with one another. There are various aspects, rights of parents, children, spouses, neighbors, in-laws, family members, teachers, students, friends, etc., etc. All of this has been explained to us by the Deen of Islam. And it's necessary for every person to find out the rights of another, and then we need to endeavor to the best of our abilities to fulfill the rights that are owed to others. Now, what are some of the underlining aspects? What are some of the important principles with regards to fulfilling the rights of fellow human beings? One of the most important is not causing harm to others. Not causing harm to others. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a complete believer is one who other Muslims are saved from his tongue and his hands. Man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Nabi sallallahu alaihi also said, the blood, honor and property of a Muslim are sacred to one another. And this hadith is in Sahih al-Muslim. So what does this mean? This means that a Muslim should not cause the slightest difficulty, inconvenience, harm, displeasure, ill feeling to another Muslim. Because a Muslim interacts generally with other Muslims. The word Muslim is used. Otherwise, we should make our intention and endeavor not to cause any difficulty to Muslims, non-Muslims, even the animals, or to the environment around us. So one of the most basic principles that by which we need to live our lives is not causing harm to others. Then the second point is fulfillment of rights. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, each one of you is a guardian, and each one of you is answerable for his charge. And the leader is a guardian and answerable for his charge. The man is a guardian over his family and is answerable for his charge. The woman is a guardian over her husband's house and is answerable for her charge. The servant is a guardian over his master's wealth and is answerable for his charge. So each one of you is a guardian and each one of you is answerable for his charge. In the whole today, people are fighting for their rights. Islam teaches us to endeavor to fulfill rights of others, as each person will be questioned about these rights on the Day of Qiyamah. And as for one's own rights, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be acts of discrimination in other matters which you will dislike after I depart from this world. The Sahaba asked, what do you order us to do? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that you fulfill your duties and you ask Allah for your rights. That you fulfill your duties and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your rights. Then another important cardinal principle of Islam is forgoing of one's rights and forgiveness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever gives up telling lies in support of a false claim, a palace will be built for him on the outskirts of paradise. And whoever gives up argument when he is right, a palace will be built from him in the middle of paradise. And then subhanallah, whoever had good behavior, a palace will be built in the highest reaches of paradise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no charity ever decreases any wealth, nor no person pardons another without Allah increasing him in honor, and no person humble himself for the sake of Allah without elevating him. So there are many times where people will wrong us. People will violate our rights. And the important thing is that we need to accustom ourselves to forgoing our own rights. forgoing your rights for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and forgiveness, exercise forgiveness, forgive people for what they've wronged you. The fourth point is honoring and severing one ties with others. You need to honor the elderly. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no youngster shows respect to an old person for his old age without Allah appointing someone to show respect for him when he becomes old. Today we're quick to complain that, you know what, my children don't respect me. People find it very lonely to be in an old age home. They find it, they find that they've experienced loneliness. And we spoke about loneliness recently, and we asked the question as to, has it become a major problem? However, what you also need to question yourself is that, what sort of a khidmat did you render to your parents when they were old? Did you genuinely serve them? Because the hadith takes the guarantee, whoever shows respect to an old person because of their old age, Allah will appoint someone to show respect for you when you become old. So maybe it was your own deficiency in respecting, in valuing, in appreciating your parents. And because of that, you find now that you are experiencing the consequences of that in this world. You're experiencing the consequences of that in this world. So maybe it's time that you make tawbah for what you've done, and that you continue sending isali sawab and try to mend the wrong that you've done to your parents in the past. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware of suspicion, because it is the worst form of lies. Do not ever eavesdrop. Do not spy on one another. Do not compete with one another. And do not be jealous of one another. Do not bear malice to one another. And do not turn away from each other. O servants of Allah, kunu ikhwanan, be brothers to each other. A Muslim is a brother to another. He neither wrongs him, abandons helping him, nor does he belittle him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Attaqwa hahuna." Piety is here, and he pointed to his chest. And then he said, it is sufficient as a sin to despise one's Muslim's brother. Everything belongs to a Muslim is unlawful to one another. His life, his honor, his wealth. Allah does not look at your bodies nor your appearance. Rather, He looks at your hearts and your deeds. He looks at your hearts and your deeds. So these are important aspects of our deen, to honor the elderly, to show respect to the elderly, and to continue serving one another. Then another important cardinal principle and basic principle of the deen of Islam is simplicity. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to say that al-badadatu min al-iman, simplicity is part of iman. Simplicity is part of iman. When a person adopts simplicity, it becomes easier to fulfill rights of others, and one is saved from the jealous eye. We've spoken about the fact that, you know, we show off our lives. We're very ostentatious. We want everyone to see where we've gone for holiday. We want everyone to see what food we're eating, which restaurants we are in. And then we want to know why people are jealous and why we've been afflicted by this and that, and the impact of the evil eye. Simplicity, if it is adopted, you are then saved from the public eye. So we should adopt simplicity in our dressing, our homes, our vehicles, our marriages, and even our funerals. We've got to highlight that point. Simplicity goes with humility. Also, another quality to adopt is humility. And these are qualities that if we adopt them, they will form part of our, they will be part of our building a mu'ashara, a good social environment, creating an environment where people are able to fulfill the rights that belong to one another. The hadith speaks about the fact that the person who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart will not enter paradise. A person asked, a man likes his clothes be beautiful and his shoes be beautiful, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is beautiful, Allah loves beauty. Pride is to oppose the truth and looking down on people. So when you cannot see anyone else progressing and you always want to criticize, then that is a sign of pride. Only by humility will we be united. One of the most essential qualities to have humility, whether it is in your corporate environment, as a team working in one place, or within the family, there has to be humility. If there's pride, and that will lead to fighting, because then everyone wants to show their supremacy. And this is one of the big problems that we have these days. Another point is abstain from the ways of the disbelievers. Allah says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, that do not incline to those who oppress, otherwise the fire will touch you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever imitates a nation, then is regarded from that nation. Every aspect, Islam has its own system, way of life. We should endeavor to follow that way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that of our pious predecessors. Mawlana Shafi'i Thani rahimahullah has written that although the departments of Mu'asharat, social etiquette, comes after the department of belief and compulsory acts of worship, since a fault in belief and act of worship brings about personal harm, while a fault in your Mu'asharat results in harm to others, that is why Mu'asharat will enjoy superiority to your belief and your ibadat. Subhanallah. That's an important angle for us to consider. That so many of us, we engage in extra nafir ibadat, yet we're not concerned about our mu'asharat, how we deal with one another. And there were two women who explained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one was engaged in abundance of optional salah, fasting, dhikr, but caused difficulty to her neighbors, while the other remained refrained from causing harm, although she did not engage in much optional acts of worship. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described the first as an inmate of Jahannam, and the second as an inmate of Jannah. So the need of the hour is that we place greater emphasis on our mu'ashara, on the way we deal with one another. And if we really bring about the true mu'ashara, then there can be no parallel to Islamic mu'ashara. There's no need for us to emulate anyone. We have everything in our deen. Everything has been outlined in our deen, and there has been books that have been written in this regard. We need to perfect, and that is when the beauty of Islam will come to the fore, when we have mu'ashara, when we deal with one another. And if we look at, you know, what has really come through from those claiming to represent Islam and perpetuating terrorism and all of that, we haven't seen the beauty of Islam. The beauty of Islam really needs to be reflected to the world. And that is when people will really be inclined to Islam, when we live by principles that not causing harm to one another, where we fulfill one another's rights, we're willing to forgive one another and forgo our rights, where we honor and serve one another. The elderly are shown respect, the young are showed compassion, where we live by the basic principles of humility and simplicity, and we do not emulate anyone. If we are able to bring about these qualities within our own lives, then we will really stand out as true believers, and we'll be able to display and show off and invite people to Islam merely through our own actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. That brings us towards the close of the program for this morning. We'll continue discussing various aspects of Mu'ashara throughout the week, insha'Allah. I'll be sitting in for Mulana Sulaiman up until Thursday morning, and he'll be back on Friday morning, where he'll be doing the exclusive launch of the Radio Islam broadcast for Ramadan.